Sore loser, humiliated leftist Mark Cuban deletes pro Kamala Harris tweets following landslide Trump win. By Lucas Nolan on November 11, 2024. Billionaire leftist and former Shark Tank star Mark Cuban has deleted his pro Kamala Harris tweets in the aftermath of her epic election defeat by Donald Trump. The billionaire, who infamously slurred conservative women as weak just days before the election, claims "I've always gone back and deleted tweets." The Wrap reports that popular X/Twitter account Libs of TikTok has revealed billionaire Kamala Harris supporter Mark Cuban has deleted his numerous pro-Harris tweets following her massive failure on Election Day. However, Cuban has swiftly denied these allegations, claiming that he routinely deletes old tweets as a long-standing practice. In response to the initial accusation made by Libs of TikTok, Cuban stated, "I've always gone back and deleted tweets. For years. Same with 2020 election. 2016 election. Same with other stuff. You can use the Wayback Machine if you really want to see them." Despite his explanation, social media users remain skeptical of Cuban's motives for removing the tweets. Throughout the campaign, Cuban's support for the Democratic candidate was unrelenting. The co-founder of CostPlusDrugs.com, former Shark Tank star, and minority owner of the Dallas Mavericks expressed his belief that Harris represented the chance for an opportunity economy through her approach to regulation and small businesses. Cuban's political stance has evolved over the years. While he initially thought that Donald Trump, as a businessman, would be good for the economy before Trump's official entry into the 2016 presidential race, Cuban's opinion shifted in the following years. In a USA Today interview in October, he explained his reservations about Trump, stating, "Stability is the key for larger businesses. They don't want to wake up to a tweet or a new tariff that impacts their business, because Donald got mad at someone." Cuban also criticized Trump's use of tariffs as a threat to American companies, arguing that it ultimately benefited their foreign competitors. "Trump uses tariffs as a threat to American companies, even when it helps their foreign competitors. A 200% tariff against John Deere makes their foreign competitors less expensive, even after a 10% or 20% tariff against their products. That's insane," he said. In the latest election, Cuban declared himself an independent voter, emphasizing his belief that Harris would make a better president and stating, "That's the only reason I'm supporting her." He further expressed his dissatisfaction with the current political party system, saying, "If it were up to me, they could make political parties illegal and I would be happy." One reason Cuban may have deleted his pro-Kamala tweets is the disastrous role he played as a campaign surrogate. Cuban faced a massive backlash for claiming that Trump does not surround himself with strong, intelligent women during an appearance on ABC's The View just before the election. The billionaire quickly attempted to clarify his remarks, stating that he was referring to why Nikki Haley, a prominent Republican figure, was not actively involved in Trump's campaign. Cuban apologized for his comments, acknowledging that it was a mistake on his part and emphasizing that he was not intending to make negative statements about Trump supporters. He cited his wife, Tiffany Stewart, as having watched the entire interview and understanding the context of his remarks. Cuban also pointed out that he knows many strong and intelligent women who voted for Trump, including members of his own extended family. Breitbart News' John Nolte explained in a column why Cuban's apology makes no sense. "Of course, that's pure gibberish, pure nonsense. It's one thing to say Trump does not like to be challenged publicly. It's another to say, as Cuban did, that because Trump doesn't like to be challenged publicly, all the women he keeps around are dumb and compliant." After that explanation blew up in his face, America's dumbest billionaire tried again on Friday. Now he's saying he misspoke. "When I said this during the interview, I didn't get it out exactly the way I thought I did," Cuban tweeted. "So I apologize to anyone who felt slighted or upset by my response. As I said, it wasn't about Trump voters, supporters or employees. Current or former." He added, "And, I set myself up for the 6-second soundbite. No excuses. Can't nail every interview. My skin is thick enough. Just like Joe Biden calling all of us garbage. All Cuban did was feel too comfortable in the View's henhouse echo chamber, which resulted in him telling the truth about how he sees women who support Trump." Read more at The Wrap here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.